Now, I've got a quick one for you, Helen, because NASA says, how do Portuguese man-of-war jellyfish reproduce?
Ah, wonderful creatures indeed. Although keep your distance, of course, because they are nasty stingers, but they're beautiful things to look at. And I think the reason for his question is based on he knows that they are not, in fact, jellyfish. They're not single living creatures like that, but they're colonies of lots of little creatures that live together. They're related. They're in the same phylum, the Cnidaria, as jellyfish, and they look similar, but they are, in fact, different. They're called siphonophores. And yes, they're made up of lots of different types of, well, three main different types, actually, of little cells that all animals that live together. There are dactylozooids, which make up the tentacles. There are gastrozooids, which are the bits that eat the food. And there are gonozooids, and they are the bits of these creatures that reproduce. They produce sperm and they produce eggs. In fact, you get female and male Portuguese man-of-war, and even though they're called men. And they will then fertilise in the water to produce larvae, which grow into bigger Portuguese man-of-war. And the way that they grow from those individual cells is by asexual division of those cells, and they produce all those individual three types of animals that live in this one colony and drift around the oceans, stinging things and eating things as they go.
Brilliant. I'd actually always wondered that, because everyone says they're this cluster of things. How do they all reproduce? But it's a really good question. Thank you for the lovely answer.